In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Hey everybody, welcome to Phantasmagoria. My name is Houston.
My name's Kevin.
That's him.
Thank you. Thank you for introducing yourselves. I appreciate that.
My name is Kevin.
I think people tell us...
Say it one more time.
My name is Kevin.
Houston?
No. I'm not going to say it again.
Just continue.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear him say it one more time.
It's the weirdest, shortest tangent I've ever seen on this show.
Do you wish it was longer?
No, I don't.
My name is Kevin.
Stop. Houston, just keep talking.
Okay.
If
I don't address him,
I'm going to say it again.
Hi, Kevin. Is that enough? Have I addressed it? People have messaged us and said that they wish we did that more often because...
What?
Introduce ourselves because they have trouble differentiating. Well, no, not necessarily.
My name is Kevin.
Because they get our voices confused. And... I know that's just them very nicely saying, I get Kevin and Houston confused because there's no way no one doesn't know who you are every time you talk. I wanted to bring to the table right off the bat. I got two different text messages today. Oh, I can't say text messages. I got two notifications from Postmates and you guys, I was cracking up at work. So they sent me this first message. I took a screenshot of it. Let me grab it right here. So for those who don't know, Postmates is the exact same thing as DoorDash. You order food, they deliver it through third party. It's whatever. Postmates texts me, "Hey, your DNA results are in. You're 100% not cooking tonight."
Oh.
To which my immediate thought was,
no.
I don't think Postmates even sort of understands how DNA works. Not even a little bit. My DNA results are in? I'm not cooking tonight? What does that even mean?
Houston, that's a clever advertisement.
Kevin, who's on their marketing team?
Oh, what, do you want a roster?
I want a name.
I want a name. List?
We're gonna burn this guy at the stake. Give me a name, Kevin.
We're gonna cook him tonight.
But is that not a wild thing to say?
It absolutely is.
Like, oh, your DNA results are in. You're probably gaming tonight.
Yeah, you could, no.
some Destiny, could, the new Destiny could, expansion. Your DNA result, like that, has the same level of correlation.
You could say that about
anything.
If you're using that dialogue, you could use that for anything.
Anything.
Oh, hey Sam, your DNA test results are in. You work at a pizza place.
He's right.
Kevin, your DNA test results are in. You drive a Kia. Good one.
What if this... Well, I'm assuming this was sent to a lot of people who have Postmates. What if across the board businesses were now like, that's a good marketing campaign? And that's what it is. The next commercial you see is, hey, your DNA results are in. It's time to buy a Honda.
You got two notifications.
Well, so an hour later, they text me again.
They're like, did you think we were getting...
Did you get it? Did you get the joke?
They probably get it? Just, like DNA?
They probably tested it on like 10 people just to see the responses they got. And they're just following
it's
up
like
for
those. It's like poking your head back in the door. Like, did you laugh? Was that funny?
Please send a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 back.
So like 2 hours later, they text me and say, eating. It's like kissing, only better.
Oh my God. No. I don't believe this. I don't freaking believe
it. It's just wild things. Like, do they think I, a 24-year-old boy, will think, I like kissing, So food must be great. Ready to to click on that and find what sweet deals Postmates
has
for me?
Here I am about to cook my own meal here.
Like some kind of idiot.
And now I want Postmates.
Because now I'm just thinking about kissing.
I was just
adolescent self.
I was just thinking about kissing and I was so hungry for that. But now that I have food on my brain. And that I know, because I've never kissed anybody, and now that I know that eating is actually better than that, why would I ever want to kiss anybody? I won't even ever bother.
Now I'll
with
just
that.
Order Postmates whenever
whenever
I have a hankering.
Turns out when you're thirsty, you just eat.
You know, that's the sad truth for a lot of people.
I feel a little personally attacked.
That's right, home for a lot more people than I met.
Maybe they're maybe this is genius. Maybe this is genius marketing.
What a funny joke.
But I might have to. I won't do it every episode. But I'm dead serious. I get little gems like this from Postmates almost every day. There's one that I'm like, why?
How do I sign up for this?
You just literally download the app and turn on notifications.
You don't want that, Kevin.
Sam, you would think that, but it does brighten up my day every time. Do I order on Postmates? No. It sits at the back of my phone gathering dust. But wow, it brightens my day. This episode is actually sponsored by Postmates. First sponsor. Thank you, Postmates.
They need it because...
It's not.
What? Oh, no. No, it really isn't.
You got a story for me, Sam Bone? Sam Bone-aroni?
No, it's me first.
Oh.
Dibs.
Kevatron's ready to rumble.
Dibs. Title is Being Scanned? ? Scanned, you heard it.
Scanned or scammed?
Scanned with two N's.
Like when the government is going to put chips in our arms. That type of scanning that we'll have to do wherever we go? Same thing.
No, that's the government putting chips in our arms.
What kind of chips? Salt and vinegar? Wait.
It's okay. A bad joke. It's a bad joke. Don't
bad
say
joke.
Anything.
We need. I'm gonna
Don't
get a hot
anything.
Button. A hot button key to like. Bad joke alert.
Barbecue.
Boo.
Yeah.
That's the soundboard we need. I was puttering about my kitchen one morning. It was calm and quiet. I was the only one home. From just around the corner, about 10 feet away from me, I heard something / someone say either, "Scan is incomplete," or "Scan is now complete." It was a
That's critical.
It was a female synthesized computer sounding voice. I froze, as this was so random and unexpected, and who was scanning what? I got the courage to look around the corner, but saw nothing out of the ordinary. There were no devices around, no computer on, no electronics. I still have no explanation.
That is pretty wacky.
Dude, wouldn't it be funny if, like, your sibling or your friend, like, thinks they're the only one home, and you are hiding, and you, like, whisper something to Siri. You're like, "Hey, Siri, say scan is now complete." Like super quiet, and then she just blares, "Scan is now complete," in a Siri voice.
But make it sound almost like you say, "Scan is incomplete," to toss a little confusion in there.
Well, you're hiding in a... never mind, I was going to say something dumb.
Okay.
And now I don't want to.
Well, I'd like like you to finish the thought.
Well, a kitchen, you're in a kitchen, you're hiding in a cabinet... Maybe
you
the
could,
voice
yeah.
is gonna sound muttered. I don't know. Just trying to keep the ball rolling over here.
Oh no, go please.
I don't really have anything super good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna be honest.
So you were bringing some low hanging fruit to the table.
Yeah,
you plucked those berries off the bush and were about to bring
me
a plate
honest,
of them.
Most of what I bring to the table is pretty low, pretty low hanging fruit.
You did just do the salt and vinegar chip upon hearing the word computer chip.
And that wasn't the worst of them.
It wasn't the worst.
I picked
it was
the best
bad,
out of
though.
The I picked the best out of the lot, and that was all.
Sam had the zeros and ones flying around his head, and he came up with the best joke he could muster in that moment. Do you think by doing this, you could potentially...
By doing what?
This Siri trick. Isn't that what
oh,
it is?
Okay.
Yeah, by doing this Siri trick to someone, does that not potentially set them up for failure later when a real ghost occurrence inevitably happens. Because once you boy cried wolf this.
This isn't a ghost. No. What? Ghosts don't scan people.
Robots.
Government
do.
Droids. Droids? Oh,
yeah, sure. A droid. A
drones.
Droid.
Drones. Government drones.
A droid could do it as well.
It could be.
There you go.
If the government's making droids, they will probably be able to scan you.
If the separatists are knocking on your door and they're looking out to scan you.
Yeah, this is robot. This is like 2020. This is like 2050 stuff. So I don't know what your point is, though. What was the point exactly?
I don't remember.
See, I feel like, well, yes, we do have technology that could be scanning things in your house and saying these things. We have talked in the past about like linear planes of existence, mm-hmm. future and past. Maybe this was a scan that took place in the future because that's what happens there.
We're being scanned. You don't have to worry about scanning because it's literally already going on via voice. Your phone can be off and you can be saying stuff and your phone's like, hey, I have got the ad just for you. I've got it right here, hot off the press, ready to be viewed by you.
See, I'm still not sure that I believe that.
I wasn't for a long time, but I'm convinced. I'm thoroughly convinced.
You watched that People documentary. Say that.
It wasn't. It was personal experience and too many coincidences to count. Too many. There's too many times I've been like talking about something and it's like, there it is on my phone, ready to buy.
We have an email sent in from my best friend, Sarah.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Kevin. So
did you send Sam an email?
No, but
maybe one got sent on its own from Kevin.
I've sent Sam an email once in my life. Yes.
Have you?
I believe I have. Come on.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you ever email each other?
I bet we did on a mission at least.
Oh,
once.
Yeah. That's fair.
Did I send you the Cheetos video?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yes, he did.
I don't think I got the Cheetos. Oh, I did. I definitely did.
You absolutely did.
I definitely did. Well, Sam, now you have to show the world the Cheetos video.
Hey! It's the week after Election Day. That's when Sarah sent this. Which I think is an especially spooky time. I also just caught up to the latest episode. So I like this email. Because
it positive just, email right here.
Because it just she just kind of goes through like having listened to the podcast and things that she has related to stories that we have shared and just kind of cool.
Okay.
I recently started working blah blah blah. No, I just caught up to the latest episode after stumbling upon you guys a week or two ago.
Whoa.
It's trouble time. That's cooking.
How many episodes do we have? We have 67 currently.
Could be.
Big fan,
67
Sarah.
Episodes in 1 week. Each one's like that's 67 hours.
You think you're a big fan of us? I'm a big fan of you.
That's so much of your time.
Yes, we know how much.
I'm impressed. That's crazy.
I've noticed some fun coincidences while listening. In one episode, you were discussing the spookiest time of day, which I feel like is probably 3 a.m. That night, I completely lost cell service a little after 3 and didn't get it back for like half an hour.
No, don't like that.
This had never happened before, and I'd been working there almost 3 months.
Okay, well, what is your cell phone provider? Because
I think that just proves that our podcast is actually bringing spirits on to people because she had never heard of this.
That's the goal, Houston. Shut up about
it. What do you mean that's the goal? I wasn't accused.
Another coincidence. You started discussing cheese right as I started putting cheese on something. Which
why is that funny? That's crazy.
Which only happens once or twice per 8-hour shift.
Dang straight. Dude. That's a coincidence
right
there. He's
lost his mind.
That's a coincidence if I've ever heard of one.
I was just thinking of her at home. This isn't me ragging on you, I promise. But like, I'm just thinking of someone with a really cheese-heavy diet. And they're like, the podcast and me. Oh, but if it's her shift though, and it's like a food place, that makes way more sense. That's so, that cracked me up, man.
Okay, last one. Sam said, "Roll me another blunt." In a recent episode.
I don't remember that.
And I don't remember that either.
And that probably means that we did roll him another blunt.
And truly, in real life, not joking, I had just finished rolling a blunt. that one was at home, not at work.
If anyone actually, that...
Good distinction.
So either that happened and we were the one rolling blunts, or that didn't happen and it was just because she had rolled a blunt.
You know what? I want to know.
Her friend said, "Roll me another blunt," and she thought it was Sam.
I want to know for our marijuana smoking listeners, those who dabble in the weed. I want to know of the episodes
lettuce?
In the devil's lettuce, in the episodes you've chosen to listen to with nothing on ya, with nothing going on, and then are now actively choosing to listen to every new episode, like while high. I would like to know how that enhances our particular podcast
experience. Or the experiment.
Or the opposite. What is our... Don't... If you, I'm Houston, not encouraging Houston those who don't
Houston
smoke weed to go smoke
as much weed.
But I'm just saying, I want to know what this podcast sounds better under the influence of...
To
blank.
My knowledge, neither of us three have ever smoked even a little bit of weed. And so we just, you know, we're curious.
I would like
you
to
have
know.
To know.
I would like to know.
Another tale I have is largely accessible. Nope. That's a little later. I don't actually know that I'm going to read that part yet.
Okay. Wow.
I may share that next week.
Okay.
There's
next
some good.
Week. I'm into it.
There's some good stuff in there. I feel like my life is pretty spooky in general, mostly with dumb timing, stuff like that. But the only tales I can think of at the moment are from my hometown in Connecticut. I don't remember the exact time in my life when I first found this, but attached is a picture of a message left for me by... ...
Oh, that guy. You want to steer clear from ...
That is in my old closet and is definitely not my handwriting. It says... I was here at one time.
That's creepy, bro.
Well, that's just factual.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not creepy. That's a statement. I was here at one time. Yeah, no, that's like...
That looks like a six-year-old.
You know what? That was a kid graffitiing. They were in this empty house, and they thought...
No, wait, it was a note, wasn't it?
Can I tell you? No, it's written on the wall inside of their closet.
So that's what I'm saying. Kid was walking through an empty house, and he said... I'm going to write something funny. I was here at one time. And his little 12-year-old friends just laughed and laughed and laughed.
Can I tell you maybe the most spooky thing about this message?
It was sent by a ghost.
It was sent by a ghost. Also, though, second spookiest thing is the A in was is different than the A in at. One of them has like the little hat on
like
top of it.
Drastically different.
Like the little hat on top. You know what I'm talking about? Like a little hood.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
The hood on top of a lowercase a. A lot of times, if you type it out, people don't usually write like that unless they're like have girly handwriting or whatever.
Or refined handwriting is how I
hood,
like to call it.
Oh, okay. No,
on the lowercase a.
Gotcha. I know what you're talking about.
The A in was doesn't have the hood. The A in at does.
Maybe it was a tag team.
Weird.
That is weird.
Ghost with personality disorder, and someone else took over halfway through.
And wrote
the same thing.
And knew that.
Yeah,
well, finish the sentence, but in their accent.
Nope.
In their accent? That is.
And one of them has the squiggly thing on top of it.
That is in my old closet and is definitely not my handwriting, and it has always creeped me out. The logical explanation is probably that the kid who lived there before me did it as a prank, or one of my friends snuck in when I was growing up, but maybe it was a ghost!
We're inside,
that's in all caps.
Okay.
My parents are moving out soon, so feel free to suggest a follow-up message for me to leave underneath it or perhaps on the ceiling.
Ooh, you've wasted the opportunity. You had a chance for a real Tom Riddle situation, and if you wrote something on the wall underneath it, maybe another message comes. Well, no, because they're not.
Dude, this is.
They're not there anymore. They were there at one point. That doesn't mean they're there
this
anymore.
This is golden.
I think you need to write underneath it, the time will come again.
Ooh.
This is why this podcast like exists.
Okay.
For questions like this. Just wanted to point that
maybe,
out.
Maybe an invisible ink say, hello?
Why? What?
Ghosts can't read invisible ink.
Tom Riddle stuff.
You started at a 10 and ended at a 1.
See, well, let's see if this ghost answers, okay? Let's see if this ghost... If not, then maybe you pull a little prank on the next person that comes. If you're dealing with a real ghost, don't...
Sam, if you wrote in invisible ink, hello, that there is a very good chance that it would never, ever be seen.
It's true.
They see with eyes unlike ours, Kevin.
Who? Ghosts?
Ghosts don't have sight that lets them see invisible ink.
How do you know that?
Why?
Well, oh, you know that.
Okay.
You
so,
know that.
So, okay. So, people who can turn invisible.
He did say that with a period at the end.
People who can turn invisible, you dumb kid.
So, what is it about? What is it about my... What? What is it about ghosts that would allow them
not
to see...
Not actually Danny Phantom, who's a real human alive, and he can just turn invisible.
I was thinking more the Invisible Woman, but that's not... Like,
yeah, that's not it
point.
Either.
Why... What's the science behind...
There is no science, Kevin. No. I said you might as well try it, okay? What do you have to lose?
Why?
You spend $1 on an invisible ink pen?
Invisible means invisible. If something is invisible and then you become invisible, it doesn't just become visible again. That makes
Fact.
Zero sense.
Fact.
The ability to perceive our realm has to be different than
Jumping
the way we
Jumping into another realm is... So different you're, than just making something invisible.
You're implying that invisible ink pens don't write
yeah,
invisible.
Yeah, they live.
They literally
nothing.
They're literally being etched into a different dimension,
a different plane of existence. For $1, for $1, I can write messages into a different plane.
And then when you shine, and then when you shine a black light on it. You are peering into that realm.
Okay. Ooh. Has anyone tried to look for ghosts with a black light?
They have to have.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
They have to have, Sam?
They have to have done that before.
It had to happen?
Yes.
100%.
Somebody on Earth now... I'll bet it happened last week. Somebody somewhere...
Okay, you're getting
somebody
too bold.
Somewhere
too
last
bold.
Week looked for a ghost with a black light. I would bet my life on it.
So bold. Oh my gosh.
My
I'm
life.
Gonna kill you. I'm gonna find out and kill you.
How could you? How could you?
Oh, see, that's his whole that was oh, his plan gosh. From the very start. Freaking bet as bold as you possibly can on something that can't be proved. Well, I'm gonna prove it.
That kind of leads me into my next thing, because I was gonna say what is common is thermo, like using thermo to look for ghosts. Like people do that a lot of the time.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
As I'm saying it out loud, that would seem like the last thing I would ever try is thermo.
Because they don't have a body.
They don't have a body. Why would they give off heat? I guess they're energy in a sense, but maybe?
Perhaps. I wonder. Well, no. See, the opposite happens, doesn't it? If a ghost comes around, it gets
cold. It's cold. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you can see a cold spot. I don't know. Maybe. But it brought me to this because I think it's... We went far too long after introducing, on accident, the ghost app bit. Yes. And we haven't come back to it. So I scoured the app store and found ghost hunting tools detect the supernatural, and would like to read you the top review from this app.
Wait, can we have like a definitive like message to write on the wall?
Oh, I like Sam's.
Hello?
No, the one before that.
Which was what?
Let me read the message again. I was here at one time, and then you write underneath, the time will come again.
Oh, you write right under it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, moving on. I'm satisfied.
Or you could say me too, and then it becomes a fun thing for everyone who's lived in that house, and they just
We're
write me too
fun.
Every time.
We're looking for scary.
Maybe if you
I'm
wrote it in
for
blood,
some fun.
That may solidify some...
No. Something. So top 5-star rating on this app is do not download. So me and my brother don't believe in ghosts, but when we saw this
Whoa! App... How dare they? I don't know how you can go and use a product that you don't believe in, this product sucks and it doesn't work.
And then have the brass to write a review
after giving it 5 stars.
That's like,
what? Who is this? Who is this guy?
This is Pepper Perez.
Actually, sounds like a real goon.
He gave it 5 stars. That means that it worked.
It worked. So yeah, you gotta let me get through the rest of the review. That's just the title of the review.
He's
is
like,
do
I don't
not
believe in ghosts.
Don't buy this pizza. But it'll now ruin your life.
But now
it's
let
the
me
best
tell
pizza
you
you've ever had in your whole life. You'll never have pizza like this again.
So me and my brother don't believe in ghosts. But when we saw this app, we were like, I'm gonna read it exactly like it's written. We were like, let's get it. So got it. And when we got it on the app, it started going as off as green. But then it went to a solid orange.
Whoa.
The name popped woo up.
Orange, the warning color. The color of paranormal activity.
The name popped up and it said the name was Pearl. My brother thought it would be a good... brother thought it would be a, quote, good idea to go to the family house basement. So we did. And when asked it, why are you here?
His brother's an idiot.
An idiot. A fool.
Did you not see the thing turn orange?
So we did. And when we asked it, why are you here? She said, for you and your brother, we got scared. We got scared, but we still didn't believe it when we asked Pearl, are you going to kill us? She said, maybe.
Wait.
She said, maybe.
Pearl, why are you here? For you and your brother. I'm scared, but I don't believe it.
Wait, is that what he said? Is that what he actually said?
I can't like see through the tears in my eyes. I have to look and see if that's... Jeez, why are you here? She said, for you and your brother, we got scared, but we still didn't believe it. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Whoa, dude, I'm scared.
If you're scared...
But you're full of crap.
If you're scared, then you do kind of believe it a little bit,
yeah,
don't you?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, no, that's... I know, but like in general, like that's just how things are. No.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that.
That's bull. Let's get out of here, though. I have to go to the bathroom.
My feet hurt.
Then we asked Pearl, are you going to kill us? She said, maybe, and it went to a solid red. Me and my brother freaked out. It was the next day at 1 a.m. My younger cousin came to visit us, and she had brought one of her favorite toy, and it started playing a wired, creepy voice. It sounded like Annabelle's voice. Mama. It was very creepy. You haven't seen the movie.
I haven't.
I haven't either. But I know that's not what she sounds like. It was very creepy. I screamed on the inside. It was the next we went to work, but my coworkers
screamed on the inside?
But not on the outside, just on the inside.
Probably very scared, but still don't believe.
Oh, yeah.
You can just chalk up the whole story to very... The rating and title is very scared, but do not believe. The 5 stars...
It literally says in the first sentence, we don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah. 5 stars, but don't buy. Very scared, but don't believe.
I'm still very confused. I'm hoping this will clear things up by the end.
Don't get your hopes up.
I screamed.
Don't get them too high.
I screamed on the inside. It was the next we went to work, but my coworkers and friends do not believe in ghosts either, so they wanted to try it, me, and my brother warned them, but they didn't listen. They tried it. And they tired it. Excuse me. I'm going to read it as written.
Oh.
They tired it and went to the job's basement. One of the coworkers fainted out of nowhere. I screamed. The broken TV showed a very, very creepy doll. It played glitchy noises. It said another ghost named it said her name was Peggy. My brother screamed.
Classic.
Then out of the blue, the lights went out. The broken TV tired of to a solid black. The real Peggy doll appeared on the table in the job's basement, and the EVP levels were high. The green went to solid red.
Orange?
Skipped orange, green to
went
red.
Straight to solid
there red. There was zero punctuation in the entire thing.
Except for the dot, dot,
except dot. You're right. Except for the dot, dot, dot at the end. There's a few dot, dot, dots throughout it, but no commas, no periods. One sentence top to bottom. That was an effort.
5 stars, great app.
Five stars, great
app. I wouldn't get
all
it again.
All dead to Peggy the doll. in basement.
Five stars, would not recommend.
Five stars, would not recommend.
This app has 4.2 or 2.6K ratings,
gotta
and that's the top one.
Got to be honest, really spooked me.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't believe that. But,
dude, our freaking podcast sucks. This app has 2,600 ratings, and we don't at all even have close to that many. And this is a freaking ghost.
Kevin, did
app.
You just did you just hear that review?
Yeah, it's not like we're bringing anything to the table like that.
Well, what we really need then is to get this guy to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, and review our podcast.
He does. He's a non-believer, Kevin.
But he'll still review it and give it five stars. Sam, fame and infamy are the same thing if you don't care.
I guess that's right. Yeah. Wow. That's a really good point.
That's a good quote. Did you make that up?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
No.
Yeah, it all stems from way back when I first watched Rebecca Black's video.
Oh, yeah, but she didn't like her fame. She cared a lot.
Well, that's what
I'm saying.
That's
why she made
it. That's what I'm saying.
She was infamous, though.
She was infamous. Yeah. She did care about being infamous, but if you don't care, you may as well be famous.
Yeah.
Because you're rich and everybody knows who you are.
Did you know she made a second song called Saturday?
Yes, I did. Everybody knows that. It's old news. Everything about Rebecca
That's
Black
such
is
old,
old
news.
It is a bad song.
Oh.
hot take, I know. Hot take.
She made a bad song? Oh my, wow. Okay, so this app, back to the...
Oh, I thought you were moving on.
No, back to the app. I just want to, I want to ask... Is this an app that I should actually download? Because
I don't think it'll hurt you to do it.
Here's the thing, Kevin. It depends on whether you should. It depends on whether you value the five stars or the explicit words, do not download this app.
Dude, should we? Is it like. I mean, is it like questionable?
Houston's
going
to look on his face like he's downloading the app right now. He is.
No. No, I'm not. I didn't even know I was consciously making. I was just looking at my phone. That's embarrassing. I want to see if there's ghosts in here. It just booted up. Let's see. Oh, I have to agree to a waiver.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh,
it's to personalize my ad experience. Okay, we're all green right now. Yeah, it looks like we're ghost free. I don't see anything happening
here.
Orange. No. A little orange.
Let me see.
It's as low as can be.
Okay, so we...
These bars raise.
So we get the app, and then is it, like, questionable for us to, like, go or set up some type of deal where we, like, are expecting to find... I mean, this dude downloads the app, and he's like, yo, let's go into... the basement. And I'm wondering if we have a place like that that we could...
There's a closet behind you, Kevin? It's about the size of three grown men.
It
is not.
No, it's
I
not.
I bet we could fit all three of us in
there. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think it is the size of three grown men.
A little bigger.
No. No, smaller.
How
fact.
Do we fit in there, Houston?
Uh-oh, our levels are going up.
Kevin,
it's
the tension.
Close the app, Houston. Close it, close
this
it.
This is contentious.
It. If we close it, the ghosts will go away.
Close it, close it, close it.
I closed it. It's gone.
All right, my turn for story.
I still can't believe you knew I was downloading that.
It was the look on your face.
The shiz-eating grin on my face.
That's
so
exactly
funny.
What it was. I once got a call from 666 on my old Samsung R220.
That sounds like
that
Satan
is.
Himself.
That sounds like a walkie-talkie. What is a Samsung R220?
I honestly don't know.
Like when I was 13, has this happened to anyone else? I never answered the call, but the phone started ringing and it said 666 as incoming. I remember seeing it and being freaked out and not wanting to answer.
I looked up Samsung R220 and it's pictures of refrigerators.
R220.
R220. Why is
Satan
it,
called
wait,
me on my
wait,
refrigerator.
Why are Samsung's refrigerators and cell phones one digit away from each other?
Because they have a lot of crap, Houston.
R220.
They're running out of numbers and letters.
This is an R220. It's like a Nokia-looking thing.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof is right.
Old phone. This is the kind of phone people used to brag about having their own cell phone with. They're like, let me call this on my own personal mobile device.
Hey, we're not going to get into that right now. That was a cool time.
No, it certainly was not.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, keep going.
I remember seeing it and being freaked out and not wanting to answer. I figured it had to be something.
What year did that phone come out?
I've closed it. Let me keep going, Kevin. I'll look it up.
I figured it had to be something that could be explained, but I'm pretty superstitious and was not about to try and find out.
2001. Sam, it was 2001.
It was like at 7 p.m. and I wasn't sleeping or on drugs or anything where I could have imagined it.
What's happening here?
Were you not listening to this? I was looking up phone stuff. I needed you to listen to Kevin's story.
But then I got distracted, and then I was listening again, but I couldn't remember what happened.
He got a call from 666.
Okay.
He's not going to answer it.
Good.
I've tried Googling this to see if there is like an explanation, but all I get are posts about ghosts. Plus, this was
good. Maybe that's the answer you need, dummy. All I get is the answer. I ask this question, and all they do is give me the answer.
That is a good point.
No, Sam, it's not ghosts, you idiot.
That's not good enough for me. Why are you spooked? If you're getting a call from 666 and you're too spooked to answer, but you won't believe it's ghosts, what are you doing?
He's got a good point.
What are you doing?
Raises a good point.
He's going through a tough time, okay?
A tough time?
That's a sensitive subject for this guy.
Maybe he doesn't want to believe that it's ghosts. He's like, there has to be another logical answer.
Plus, this was back in 2003, so not sure if I would be able to find anything on it. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
The internet's forever, my guy.
Has anyone else had this happen to them or know what this could have been? My cell provider at the time was T-Mobile.
Oh, well, you got to talk to T-Mobile. I don't know why you're Googling things.
Before 2003, Satan never called anybody. He didn't have a mobile
phone. He owned T-Mobile, is what he did.
Maybe you got his phone, and he was reaching out to get it back from you.
He was looking for it.
he was using the landline from hell.
Dude, are we about to spawn the T-Mobile and hell conspiracy theory?
You know, I would say Sprint sooner
Satan
than
himself
team,
is CEO
AT&T.
Of Samsung.
T-Mobile.
I've heard T-Mobile, same thing. I've heard Sprint's the bottom of the barrel.
It's not.
It is.
Okay.
But wow. but they might just be a bad cell service. Maybe T-Mobile is run by the devil.
And he's good at what he does.
You know those commercials where the girl's on the bike and she's zooming around the city with the pink trail behind her and she's lighting up the city? That is Satan's influence.
Can I tell you?
Spreading across our good country of the United States.
Harlots busting the speed limit. Freaking... those Satan's, two.
couldn't think of anything else, huh?
Satan's goal... See,
okay, maybe it's not that bad.
His goal is to infuriate.
Okay.
And there's nothing more infuriating than not getting bars.
Okay. But T-Mobile's not the biggest offender of that.
I follow.
No, but it's also not the best.
Do you have T-Mobile? Mm.
Oh, no, but I know people who do. It's just good enough to be reliable sometimes.
So that everyone hops on?
And then drive you insane when it just randomly stops working. Ooh, I like that. I like that.
And he's just fueled by the anger that you
Okay, well then this begs the question. Why did Satan call this person? What does Satan need?
That does beg this question.
It's back in 2003. Maybe they were looking for a new...
Great that Satan's the freaking CEO of T-Mobile, but what did he want?
I'm afraid to look up the actual CEO
I
of T-Mobile.
I want to offer you
and watch
a job.
Him, watch him be like a charitable, happy, good family man.
It seems I'm
like-
sure that's how Satan would appear.
You really? You're sure that's how Satan would appear?
I would think so.
I think
very deceitful.
I think this person was in the middle of a horror movie. A horror movie where Satan calls, they look at their phone, it's 666, and you answer it. That's just people always answer it. And it just got to the middle of the movie, climax,
and
it rings. It rings. He looks at his phone and goes,
wow. Whoa, Sam, wait a minute. Huh. Kevin has cracked himself up, and we need to let him ride this out.
He looks at his phone, sees it, 666, and goes, well, I'm not an idiot.
That's the end of the movie.
End credits. Because he didn't answer it. The whole plot of the movie was supposed to be...
They answer it and get sucked into hell.
Yeah, it either enters into their life, or they enter into that phone, maybe. but this just didn't happen.
Cut to Satan like, nah. on the other end.
He's like
come
I'm
on.
Not answer I'm not answering. How dumb do I have to be?
You cut to hell and Satan's on the other line like, come on, pick up. Pick up. Just waiting to suck him through.
He's not answering the phone.
He leaves a voicemail.
Hey, David. Hey, it's me again. It's Satan.
No, he's like, hey, I just give me a call back.
Yeah.
My number is 666. I know you don't know who this is, but I'm afraid if I tell you...
You won't call.
You won't call.
You can hear I'm not a predator. I'm not. Fire in the background.
And then they do call back. Satan's like, oh. I really didn't
Who is this?
Who is this? You
how
called
dare,
me.
How dare you call
I
me?
I call a lot of people, all right?
He's like, Danny.
I'm a busy man.
Danny, are you ready to come to hell? And he's like, this isn't Danny. And he's like,
Satan's like,
oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. This must be the wrong number.
He's like, don't go to school tomorrow. Click.
Don't go to school tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's so evil.
It's an old prank.
What?
It's the old prank by kids that they don't actually realize how serious the prank is. You never heard of somebody doing that?
No,
never. I think it's kind of meme-y.
That seemed out of the blue.
Like, hey, don't go to school tomorrow. And then, woo, it's all scary.
I'm so lost.
I don't know.
I promise that
Do you have a story for us?
It is a meme format. I don't think it's a very popular one, but it absolutely exists in the meme
This
world.
Isn't a top S tier meme. You really got to dig at the bottom of the barrel for this bad boy, but it is a classic. It's at the back of the wine cellar, but ooh, it's a tasty one.
Kasa Obake are a mythical ghost or yokai in Japanese folklore. They're sometimes, but not always, considered a tsukumogami that old umbrellas turn into. What is a tsukumogami? Tools that have acquired a spirit.
Oh, so that's like there's enough tool ghosts in Japan that they have a specific name for it. That's good to know.
Well, why are we talking about only old umbrellas then?
Because that's this specific type of yokai, right?
Is that what that... kids show man
oh handy mandy
handy mandy
handy mandy
handy
is
manny
is
manny
mandy
oh you're right it is a dude it's it wouldn't dude. Be mandy yeah
but he's got all those tools
he's got a
alive.
Bunch of talking tools okay. Maybe he's the puppet of a bunch of yokai
but he has not a single umbrella
nah
have how you, do you know
you don't know
I have you been to his home Kevin
I haven't seen it
when was the last time it rained in that show
I bet it has
Maybe you
I
bet.
I don't know.
It's the arc where the tools get rusted and they
I'll
die.
Be honest.
Anyway, they are that old umbrellas turn into. So I guess take care of your umbrella so that it doesn't get too shabby and old. And
a spirit won't possess
you're
it.
Golden.
You're golden, I guess. This is what they look like.
They're freaking wacky looking.
That is odd.
Let me explain to you what they
if
look like.
If you type in umbrella yokai, it'll come up.
They are generally umbrellas with one eye and jump around with one leg.
Supposedly the umbrella stand, like the handle.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Do you think that the curled end of the umbrella just like flattens out to be a foot?
Yeah, it just turns into a foot.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I mean, if he's going to grow an eye on it, I would think he has control over things in it.
No, that is obvious.
Okay, frick. Chill.
Sometimes they have two arms.
Take that tone with me.
Sometimes two arms. Sometimes two eyes and other among other features.
I've actually seen, to be honest, I'm going to come clean. I've seen pictures like of anything. This thing before. I've only seen it depicted with one eye.
They also sometimes are depicted to have a long tongue. Gross.
Nice.
Sometimes, but rarely, they even have 2 feet. Also gross.
Okay, wait, whoa, you've lost me.
This thing can look like anything, is what he's getting.
It can look like an umbrella, but also not an umbrella at all. But it could be an umbrella ghost.
Why? This is not the first time that we've had a description of something that they just...
Okay.
Instead of saying, it can literally have anything, they go, well, it can have one eye, or two eyes, or really any number of eyes.
Okay, wait. I want you to picture... With one leg, one arm, one eye, an umbrella.
Okay, got it.
Hopping around.
Gotcha.
Now give him 2 legs, 2 arms, 2 eyes, hopping around, umbrella.
He wouldn't be hopping if he had 2 legs.
They're really pretty similar. you could understand them classifying that as the same
okay,
thing.
Okay, yeah.
No, they're not.
As long as it's an umbrella monster, I'm kind of there. That's so specific.
Dude, the difference, just the difference between one eye and two eyes is the difference between a cyclops and like just a bridge troll. A giant troll.
Kevin does have a point. That's a good point.
Who's
but,
to say
those
aren't the same thing?
But when an item as specific as an umbrella, it's as specific as an umbrella, a possessed umbrella. I think everything that is a possessed umbrella falls under the category of this type of monster, but with deviations.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Is that all we're learning about this umbrella thing?
There is a lot, but they're all like,
how could there be a lot on this?
Depends
thing.
On where you bought your umbrella. It dictates a lot.
They're just like really well known. They're like pretty prominent, I think.
Really?
I think so.
They're like, these things go way back.
So for people who believe in that kind of thing in Japan, or I can say anywhere, if anyone believes in yokai, it's like when they're using an umbrella, are they just like, wow, can't wait for this thing to come to life and try to kill me one day. That'll be crazy.
Yeah, I wonder if they like just toss umbrellas after a certain amount of
maybe they burn time. Them. They like you can't like illegal in Japan to throw away umbrellas. You have to burn them.
Yeah, it says here after the war, they became a representative character for depictions of obake and haunted houses. And are frequently
what
used
an as interesting
characters.
Wild history fact that is. After the big fighting that all the Japanese men did, people felt the trend to depict their haunted houses with ghost umbrellas. Why are those two things correlated even a little bit?
It's spooky.
I guess, but what about, why to the war?
That isn't the weirdest thing I've seen come out of Japan.
But I, not out of the Japan. I'm talking about the correlation between soldiers coming home from war and ghost umbrellas representing haunted houses. Why are those two facts correlated together?
I couldn't tell.
That's a wild thing to for neither of you to throw your eyebrows up at.
I'm scanning through paragraphs of information to see if I can find anything about war and why that might be.
Who was the first umbrella yokai Control to be enlisted F. in the Japanese war? I want to know the first enlisted documented Japanese umbrella demon soldier. Because if that's not in there, then these two things should not be correlated at all.
It has to do with different periods of time in their culture. So it's said to be the most well-known yokai of an object.
That's bonkers,
Bill. Oh, of an object.
Of an object.
Of an object. Because I was going to say, I think Kappa is like a big one too.
How many freaking... Is just anything a ghost?
No, they're yokai. It's like a ghosty demon. Like okay, it's a mix of both, but not all of them are bad either.
If freaking umbrellas are these things,
anything.
How many of
here comes the door
objects,
yokai?
Yeah,
here,
how many inanimate objects am I unaware of that are going to haunt me?
Here's something interesting. They frequently appear in legends and caricatures, and as opposed to how they are a yokai that is unusually well known, they do not appear in any eyewitness stories in folklore at all.
What? But this is one of the most common?
Yeah, and it is not clear what kind of yokai they are.
Okay.
It seems like it's pretty clear that they're umbrella yokai.
Thus, they are considered to be
even
yokai.
Even though nobody's ever seen one.
Thus, they are considered to be yokai that appear only in made-up stories or exist only in pictures.
It just covers them from the rain, and so they assume that it looks like an umbrella.
So there's like a ghost floating over your head protecting
they
you from the rain?
They don't actually see the yokai. They just see that they're not being hit by rain that's falling right on top of them.
But wouldn't that make you think that there's something going on?
I don't know. Yeah, but I wasn't the one that made this freaking
maybe that is where it stemmed
thing.
From. Maybe there was a ghost one day that protected some poor soul from the rain, and he's like, umbrella ghost,
umbrella
and that
ghost,
just spreads
there
from there.
Everyone was like, oh yeah,
one,
I was dry
one possibility.
Too.
One possibility that has been thought of is that when blah, blah, blah became popular in the Edo period, the storytellers were requested to tell new stories and about yokai that is not yet known throughout society. Thus, they were a yokai created by individuals.
Interesting. So they willed them to life.
So there's probably the storyteller sitting in your house, and they're like, tell us about a yokai we don't know about. And he's like, Umbrella monster.
And that was that. Saw an old raggedy umbrella.
And it took off, apparently, because it's one of the most well-known objects. Those kids grew up
and told those stories, and it just blossomed into it.
There are real yokais that take over objects, and this umbrella one's not even real, and it's the most popular. There are real hammer ghosts flying around Japan.
That are so mad.
They're angry. And there's umbrella ghosts that are just a made-up cartoon character.
They are hammering away so hard trying to get recognized, and it's just not happening.
That was brutal.
What do I do to get the demon who possessed me to want to possess me again? She said I'm not her type, and that I'm not really a great possessee.
Whoa, dude.
I would suggest, based on how we've chatted earlier in this episode, get yourself some food.
This sounds a little kinky.
Let's start off...
This sounds
a little too NSFW for Phantasmagoria's taste. Or maybe just NSFW enough for a continue on your food thoughts, sir.
Well, we were talking about how how when you want to kiss, you should eat.
Okay.
So maybe that'll be a solution here as well. I don't know.
Well, you can't kiss a ghost, so maybe you eat and that makes the ghost want to possess you because you've got a full happy belly. Or maybe you starve yourself for like a day and then be like, hey, possess me. I'm about to eat a lot of food. You'll like it. You'll enjoy the experience. Food for thought.
Food for ghost.
Another low-hanging bad barrel joke.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't really a joke. I don't want to make it a joke that I rag on you for trying to be funny. I'm not going to do that.
Too late.
It is far too late.
So I guess you're aware when a demon possesses you?
If you want it to, I would say yes, right? If you're like, yo, yeah, this was a love good time. Demons up in this bod.
So this is what happened.
Jump on in, everyone, water's fine.
Dude, whoa, time out. Imagine being this person. And you get possessed by a demon, the lowest of the low, like the scum of the universe, says to you, "Eh, you're just not that great.
Just that.
You're not my type. I'm out of here." And then leaves.
Maybe he's playing hard.
Your quality of life is so bad that not even a demon wants to possess your body.
And you don't... It's not that you want the demon back. You just want to prove to yourself that you're good enough for even a demon.
You know what, though?
You know it'll ruin your life, but your life is already ruined.
You want the company, the scarce company that this demon has to offer, and not even that is coming your way.
You know what? I'm about to drop some hard-hitting facts, some real life advice for all you youngins listening to this podcast. Ones. This person has encountered, like Kevin said... the scum of the universe, the lowest of the low, and wants to prove to themselves that they can get them back. This demon is 100% playing hard to get so that this person relies on this demon. This advice applies to dating as well. All you young boys and girls listening to this podcast, if there's someone who's just lowest of the low, scum of the earth, and you just find yourself falling head over heels for them, and they are not giving you the time of day, you do what we are about to tell this demon-frenzied girl.
You go get them.
No! You walk away. You walk away with your head high, knowing you are better than that.
This is Kevin from Phantasmagoria, and we'd like to take the next 10 minutes of the podcast and give you all relationship advice.
Yeah, this is the Today We Learned portion of Phantasmagoria.
At the end of our spooky, scary podcast, we'd like to go over the morals of these stories.
Should we start landing on a lesson? What was the lesson we learned at the end of today's episode? Some life, or we could do like a no smoking PSA, drugs aren't cool.
I really like the demon story because that really pertains to real relationships. Like if we had... a demon per se.
Right.
After us, or we're after them, maybe going after them isn't the best decision. That sounds like some kind of...
I mean, we won't say.
I really learned nothing.
Long story short, I didn't learn anything. This podcast was an hour long.
I was hoping to get some relationship advice out of this. I hope that you're in your demon thing goes well, because that's kind of scary.
Maybe
but
I'll get my information I need out of the next episode. And that's been, how you listen to it every has episode.
It has been 67 episodes and I've learned nothing.
Tune in next time and maybe...
maybe learn our golden
maybe
nugget of
we'll
truth.
Answer your questions.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Phantasmacast for Instagram. Make sure you come hang out with us there.
MgoryCast@gmail.com. So, I do appreciate your Gmails.
Send Sammy your tasty stories.
I'd also like to do a little advertising for my own brother who streams on Twitch. I don't know if anybody's heard of the Hunt Showdown, but it's a first-person shooter, like, kind of scary game. Very fun. I'm usually on there with him. But yeah, tune into that stream on Twitch. It's Gluten and Ghosty is their
name. Oh, that's appropriate. Gluten, that's an appropriate title.
Gluten and Ghosty is the name. They stream like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Is Ghosty Y or IE?
It's Y.
Y? Okay. Yeah, so cool. And I'm pop up. I'm Huey Vaughn on Twitch too. So, and I've been on there scarcely, but I'm gonna be itching to get back on real soon. So keep an eye out for that. Go follow right now on both of those. Go follow both of those. Turn your notifications on. And we don't say this enough. Tell your friends about this podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone you think will enjoy it. We get the most retention out of that. When you guys do word of mouth, our numbers like literally like explode every time. We've noticed a trend and people have said, oh, I shared this with so-and-so, or we get an email saying, hey, me and so-and-so started listening to this. I showed this to a group of friends. That is when our numbers like pop off and it helps us out a ton,
The numbers of my heart pop off.
Mm-hmm. Our love points. Your relationship status with us is getting higher. Uh-oh, Houston's getting hard eyes. Thank you guys for listening. We love you, and life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.